This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday 19th, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from just under an hour ago that the IDF has struck 80 Hezbollah targets and killed dozens of terrorists after ceasefire violations. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports that Israel has intensified its attacks on Lebanon amid frustrations over a new Iran deal, raising concerns among the families of troops. Also this hour, JNS reveals that U.S. Ambassador Huckabee criticized France for its stance on Israeli actions in Lebanon, asserting Hezbollah's role in hindering a ceasefire. Separately, The Times of Israel outlines how Trump's 14-point Iran deal differs from Obama's 160-page agreement, with a focus on sanctions and inspection mechanisms. And finally, from earlier today, Forward highlights J.D. Vance's warning that Israeli criticism of the Iran deal could alienate their crucial ally, the United States. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted recently that Trump claims Israel respects and follows his directives. Batya Ungar Sargon, a commentator, noted that not wanting the war to continue doesn't mean supporting the current Iran deal, critiquing Steve Bannon's stance. Alex Plitzas, a defense expert, reported concerns from officials that Iran promises Hezbollah cash influx post-deal. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF activity in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post details that after four Israeli soldiers were killed, the IDF targeted Hezbollah command centers in the Bekwa Valley. These actions aim to prevent further escalation after repeated ceasefire breaches. The regional stability remains fragile, with tensions high on both sides of the border. Turning to the Iran deal concerns, Ynet highlights the heavy fire unleashed by Israel in southern Lebanon as families of wounded soldiers question the mission's objectives. The deal with Iran, pushed by the U.S., adds complexity to an already tense situation. Diplomatic relations could strain further if the deal proceeds without addressing regional security issues. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel breaks down Trump's 14-point Iran agreement, emphasizing upfront sanctions relief and limited inspections. This comes as a stark contrast to the 2015 deal, which had more extensive conditions. The future of international nuclear agreements may impact global security and regional dynamics. Separately, JNS covers U.S. Ambassador Huckabee's rebuke of France's criticism of Israel. He insists that Hezbollah's actions are the main barrier to a ceasefire. This diplomatic rift highlights the complexities of international alliances and Middle Eastern diplomacy. And finally, J.D. Vance's cautionary note reported by Forward underscores the risk of alienating the United States. As Israel navigates its stance on the Iran deal, maintaining strong U.S. ties remains crucial given the geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, BioCatch discusses how trusting employees during crises often leads to positive outcomes as AI complicates recruitment with identical applications. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv ranks as the world's number four startup hub, with its ecosystem value reaching $250 billion. This growth is fueled by advancements in AI, big data, and cybersecurity. And finally, Globes highlights VivaTech in Paris, where 15 Israeli startups are showcasing their innovations. This strong presence underscores Israel's role in global tech and its efforts toward Middle East peace through technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.